Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It is Patriots Monday after a win, and you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We will talk about it with Boomer Esiason coming up at 8, and then Mike Vrabel will join us at about 9:20 or 9:30 on this morning's show. But we have leads left, including this one from Curtis. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, Greg, I just wanted to say what an off season into the regular season in Vrabel's first season with the Patriots. When you look at guys like Milton Williams, who we thought was going to be out, was back in that on the defensive line yesterday. Harold Landry defensively against the run, not great, but a superb pass rusher. Will Campbell at left tackle. The Josh McDaniels on offensive coordinating. The way in which they've been able to deal with the totally awful diagnosis of prostate cancer for their defensive coordinator, with the play caller stepping in, which is Kerr. Shyam, you had him earlier.
Zach Kerr.
It's hard not to be optimistic. And if you just work with me, they play the Jets twice. Do we think they're going to lose to the Jets?
No.
That's five wins. Let's go Saints, Titans, Browns, Falcons. That's nine wins. Bengals without
Burrow.
The Giants are awful. The Ravens may even be out of the playoffs. Then they have the Dolphins to end the season. 10 wins is conservative for this team. And I always find it amazing. Everybody knows my Twitter account when the Patriots lose, but I didn't get a lot of tenant savvy questions last night. And also, just a quick aside, the Tommy Castellanos tweets have stopped as well. So thank you for those. He sucks. He sucked here. But either way, huge, huge weekend for the Patriots, and I'll say it again. Nothing they did was difficult to do again. And to win that game, to win consecutive games since 2022, and most of all, Drake May, with a signature fourth-quarter comeback game-winning drive on his resume.
Boy, Boston College is not good.
Yeah, huh? I was going to say, not the weekend for a victory lap when it comes to Tommy Castellanos. But yeah.
Jeez.
It can't be worse than UMass, though.
No, yeah. It was worse. Yeah. It was worse.
Well, it was worse one other place. But
yeah. And just heads up, programming note, Bill O'Brien is going to take some time off when it comes to doing this show, so he can focus on football. I am all things football.
Only on football.
Right.
So he wasn't focusing on football when at 6:45 in the morning he did a 10-minute radio hit?
I don't know. It's kind of.
I'm so sad.
It's kind of a sad.
Got to turn things around at the Hill.
I was speechless.
All right.
Speechless on Saturday. I think I texted the group message like, I'm done.
Okay.
That was so disheartening. And Pitt was 2-2 going into that game. And people are like, oh, Pitt's not that bad. And we were playing at Pitt. Like, no, enough with the excuses. That was an absolute ass kicking. And it was, it's embarrassing if you're a BC fan.
Were there a lot of turnovers? Because I was at the UMass game.
It was terrible start to finish.
Start to finish, okay.
It was, and there was no hope. Curtis, did you feel hope at all during that game?
No, the season's over.
Which is weird because BC, I think, leads the nation in passing yards per game.
I don't know if they win another game the rest of the season.
Wow.
That's how I felt leaving that one. And again, I love Bill O'Brien. I hope that he has this job because I don't think BC could get a better coach than Bill O'Brien. I just don't get it.
They'll fire him after this year. It'll probably he's going to have to get back to the drawing board heading into next year. And, you know, because you had a good first year.
Yeah.
But it's so pathetic from the university. Like, this isn't Bill O'Brien's decision. I don't believe. I don't know. But this is the time where you have accountability, where you're front-facing, where you own where you are, where you make the public aware that you're frustrated and you're working on it. To just cancel an interview that has been widely supported by the audience is truly pathetic and Mickey Mouse from the Boston College Athletic Department.
It doesn't sound like something he would do. He seems pretty willing to come on and talk after a loss, and I don't know.
100%. And, yeah. He and Berge have been awesome throughout this entire thing. And also, we haven't been ragging on BC. When he comes on, if anything, I've been like, hey, you're in these games and it's giving us hope. Like, we have not been hard-hitting with him at all.
It's highlighting the program.
Yeah.
You know, definitely highlighting the program.
Which they need to do, especially in Boston.
So, Curtis, who wins the game first, BC or UNC?
The 33rd NFL team, I think they're about to find it. Oof. It's darkest before dawn. I enjoyed that way too much. Oh, my God, I was dancing. What an unbelievable... You're off a bye week against Clemson, who Wiki has said rightfully has been a disaster this year. The first play of the game, double pass, 75-yard touchdown. Mm. The place is empty with 2 minutes to go in the first half. You lose.
Wow. Did you see, by chance, Jordan on the sideline pregame talking with the ACC commissioner?
Yep. Yes, I did.
Yep.
Really?
What would you guess they were talking about?
Probably the Hulu special I don't know if we'll ever see the light of day.
I think Jordan talked about the Hamas peace deal with Israel.
I don't think that Hulu special is going to air at all.
Also, I understand you had a bye week, but probably a bad look now, looking back for Bill, that he went to Nantucket the weekend before.
Maybe conference realignment, who could be a new team in the ACC.
Who's their defensive coordinator at UNC?
I believe that would be Steve Belichick.
I mean, Wiggy told me he'd be head coach in the NFL.
It doesn't look good. I was at the UMass game watching them lose again.
Yeah.
And all I could do was just look at my phone and I was like, wow, BC and UNC doesn't look good. But then
might be portal time for the boys.
But hey, at least those two teams have won. UMass is now 0-5. It's time to make some changes down there, Coach H, you know? It's time to stop making pressure from the parents. Well, no, I mean,
do we want to have Coach H step in Thursday, 6:45?
I think it's really about accountability, and it's like, I don't really see much of it.
All right. Curtis, thank you.
Yep.
Rest of today's leads on a Patriots Monday, a victory Monday, coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.